MSW Media. Thanks to CB Distillery for supporting the Daily Beans. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. Visit cbdistillery.com and use code DAILYBEANS for 20% off. Hello and welcome to the Daily Beans for Tuesday, March 26, 2024. Today, Judge Merchan has set an April 15th trial date for the Trump election interference hush money case. A New York appeals court has lowered Trump's bond to $175 million in the New York Attorney General civil fraud trial. The feds have executed a search warrant on the home of Sean P. Diddy Combs. Bibi Netanyahu has canceled a D.C. delegation visit after the United States refused to veto a U.N. ceasefire resolution. Oathkeeper Stuart Rhodes' son is running for office as a Democrat. Billionaire TikTok investor Jeff Yass owned shares of Trump's Truth Social merger partner. The wife of a judge on the Mifepristone case took payments from an anti-abortion group. And Republican Rep. Tim Burchett has been sued for saying that the Kansas City Chiefs parade shooter was an illegal immigrant. I'm Allison Gill.
And I'm Dana Goldberg.
Hey, Dana. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. And not that this is a happy thing, but I remember him fondly. Today is the 16th anniversary of my papa leaving us and going somewhere much more fun than this planet Earth. But it's been 16 years since my dad died today, March 25th. So wherever you are in the universe, thank you for the humor and love. And I hope you were doing something fun with like Robin Williams and you know what I mean? Like just having a good time.
Robin Williams concert. Yeah.
Yeah.
Prince is opening and he's sitting with David Bowie somewhere.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm with no doubt. He's dancing. He's dancing with people. My dad went to a gay bar with me more than once and just danced all night with my friends. He was a hippie and he tried to be a good pop when he came back into our lives. So I miss him very much and just sending him a little bit of love today.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for that. And man, 16 years. The weirdest part for me was when, after my father passed away, when I had him, like he was only in my life for 16 years. I was 16 when he passed away. Mm-hmm. And when I turned 32, I was like, I've lived half my life without
wow.
him.
That yeah.
was a weird feeling.
Yeah.
And now it's just every year. It's, you know, well, I'm only 36 now. So it's,
yeah,
you know, I mean, that's well, another 4 years without my pops. But yes, thinking of him today. Later in the show, we have a very big show today, as we do every day until probably forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be talking to Yusuf Dahl about repealing the Strom Thurmond Amendment. Yes, there is still an amendment out there named after Strom Thurmond. And it was funny because when I looked at the sheet, the interview sheet for Mr. Dahl, I was like, I literally had to pause for a minute because the amendment happened in 1988 and I thought it possibly could have happened in 1888 because that's how old Strom Thurmond was. So we'll be talking to him. And tomorrow I'll be joined by Glenn Kirshner of Justice Matters. We're going to discuss his latest videos. And Dana, we will see you at the live Daily Bean shows in Seattle and Portland on July 10th in Portland and July 11th in Seattle. I'm so excited that you're joining us.
Listen, people, if you think that what you hear of Allison and I is funny and that our banter and everything else, you don't even hear the shit we have to edit out. And when you come to a live Bean show, you can't. You're going to get all of that live in person. So make sure you get their tickets because it's going to be worth the price of admission alone. Trust me.
Yes. And I got word today, Andy McCabe will be joining us in Seattle and Portland as well.
Fabulous.
So that'll be fun. And let's see what else. There's a new episode of the Jack podcast out now that you can listen to. Came out Sunday. That, if you know, speaking of Andy McCabe. And there will be a new episode with Pete Strzok of Cleanup on L45 tomorrow. So I'm very excited. It's going to be a big week. It's going to be a big week every week until the election and beyond. Trust me. and we'll be talking about it. All right, everybody, we have so much news to get to today, but first we have some quick hits.
And to make a long story short,
too late.
All right, first up, Judge Merchan held a hearing today in the DA election interference hush money case. And this comes from Donald Trump putting in a request for documents from the Department of Justice, Southern District of New York, the federal U.S. Attorney's Office. Because, you know, this is a state case. The Alvin Bragg Manhattan DA doesn't have anything to do with the DOJ. But like a year ago, Alvin Bragg asked for documents, you know, that have to do with Michael Cohen's campaign finance case from the Southern District of New York. They handed over everything. And then just this past January, Trump and his lawyers filed a motion to get discovery from the Southern District of New York. And they had some new stuff, like 300 pages of new stuff, but stuff that they didn't get until December of 2023, just a month before Trump filed the thing. And so they had a hearing today to find out whose fault it is that all this late discovery came in, because as soon as Trump found new documents that he didn't have before, he filed a motion to dismiss the case because of the discovery violations, because they took so long and they were withholding documents and they should be sanctioned. And at the very least, I should get a 90-day delay in this trial to go over these trove of documents. And the judge was like, you're full of shit. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Looked at the DA and said, you're cool, and looked back at Trump and said, fuck you. And it was glorious because the judge said exactly what I thought happened here, because Todd Blanche, which is Trump's attorney, worked at the Southern District of New York for forever, and he knows how shit happens there. And so he knew when to put in a request for additional documents and get some stuff that perhaps they didn't get a year ago. And the judge was like, nope, sorry, wrong. The DA did everything right. Nobody withheld documents from you. Plus, these 300 documents make you look real bad, Trump. They don't help you at all. So it's not like they were keeping exculpatory information right from you. So I am setting the jury selection to begin on April 15th. So all in all, of all of that, the only delay Trump was able to score is 21 days.
I love it. And the date.
Trial.
Time to pay the tax man.
Yeah, right. I know, right? Yep. A tax fraud bullshit asshole has to go to fucking criminal trial on tax day.
So good. All right, this next one. Federal agents from the Department of Homeland Security on Monday raided homes in Los Angeles area and Miami that a person with knowledge of the case said were connected to Sean P. Diddy Combs, the hip-hop mogul who has been accused of sexual assault and sex trafficking in multiple civil lawsuits over the last several months. A spokesperson for Mr. Combs did not respond to a request for comment from the New York Times. So this is heating up, and it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, innocent until proven guilty, but if Absolutely. He's responsible for sexual assault and sex trafficking, I hope they throw the book at him. And next up, and this was the gut punch today. A New York appeals court has lowered Trump's bond to $175 million. A five-panel judge in a New York appeals court decided that $464 million was too much for a bond, not for the judgment. They didn't lower the judgment. He still owes $464 million in disgorgement, but he doesn't have to put up the full amount now in order to stay the case. He only has to come up with $175 million, extended the stay for 10 days. He has 10 days to come up with $175 million. I told Pete today on Cleanup on Aisle 45, it comes out tomorrow. I told him, I don't know that I wouldn't be so sure that he has it. He had a real hard time coming up with the $91.6 million for E. Jean Carroll. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if he can come up with the $175 million. The judge also stayed all of the stuff about, you know, not being able to run a business and not being able to get loans from banks. But what they didn't stay was the special master, Barbara Jones, which is not called a special master in this case. She's called a fiscal babysitter. I can't remember the name for her. But the judge actually expanded her powers and what she can look at to include how he secures surety bonds.
Good.
And she has to report that to the court. Again, Pete and I go over all of it in detail on tomorrow's Cleanup on Aisle 45.
Just a little addition, his two male crotch fruit, they also have to come up with $10 million. They have to pay up as well. So Junior and Eric, they've got to come up with some money from the case. Yeah, it's amazing.
Sad for them.
Yep. All right. This is last one in the quick hits. The United Nations Security Council on Monday passed a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, breaking a 5-month impasse. Well, the resolution passed with 14 votes in favor. The United States abstained, allowing the resolution to pass. The chamber broke into applause after the vote. In response, Mr. Netanyahu said he would not send an Israeli delegation to Washington to hold high-level talks with U.S. officials on planned operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. So I'm going to tell you right now, if y'all think that Bibi Netanyahu and Biden are best friends and, you know, Trump would be better for Israel, you have lost your damn mind. I'm not saying anything about the conflict, the invasion, and what's happening on either side. But I'm telling you, Netanyahu wants Trump back in office. He loves the guy. And this little temper tantrum right here is just a little show of, okay, I'm going to take my toys and I'm going to go home because you didn't do what I asked you to do.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want aid to get into Gaza. He wants to invade Rafah, which like 1.5 million.
It would be
Gazans
horrifying.
Have
it would
been
be
displaced.
Horrifying. Yes.
To Rafah. And now you want to go in there. It's like, come on. And so Biden actually wanted a permanent ceasefire that got vetoed by Russia and China. We talked about that yesterday. They abstained today to allow this ceasefire for Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, to go into effect. It is not a permanent ceasefire, but it is immediate. And it doesn't, I mean, it's just a resolution from the UN. It's not like, you know, they have to follow it still.
Right.
Hamas and Bibi still have to follow this. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. But, you know, I'm with you. Trump, what was it? Kushner the other day was dreaming about how expensive the beachfront property in Gaza was.
Horrible, horrible.
Just fucking Jesus. And when they sent, by the way, when Trump sent Kushner over to make me, you know, do the Middle East peace deal, didn't even invite Palestine to the table.
Yeah.
Didn't invite them to the table at all. And they have said, Trump has said, we will finish the job in Gaza if I'm elected president.
And so let me also be clear, Trump is not a friend of Israel, the people of Israel. He likes Bibi Netanyahu and his criminality. That's what he likes. So let's be clear here.
Yep, 100%. All right, thank you for that, everybody. We have more news to get to. Let's hit the hot notes. Hot notes. All right, from Matthew Goldstein at the Times. Jeff Yass, the billionaire Wall Street financier and Republican mega donor, who is a major investor in the parent company of TikTok, he owns 60% of TikTok, was also the biggest institutional shareholder of the shell company that recently merged with President Trump's social media company. I should say former President Trump's social media company. A December regulatory filing shows that Mr. Yass's trading firm, I have to say it like that, Yass, Mr. Yass's trading firm, Susquehanna International Group, owned about 2% of DWAC, Digital World Acquisition Corp., which merged with Trump Media and Technology Group on Friday. On Friday, that stake of about 605,000 shares was worth about $22 million based on DWAC's closing share price. It's unclear if Susquehanna still owns those shares because big investors disclose their holdings to regulators only periodically. But if it did retain its stake, Mr. Yass's firm would become one of Trump Media's larger institutional shareholders when it begins trading this week after the merger. Shares of Digital World have surged about 140% this year as the merger with the parent company of Truth Social, that's Trump's social media platform, drew closer, and Mr. Trump became the presumptive Republican nominee for president. Quote, Susquehanna is a market maker and has zero economic interest in Trump Media. That's what the company said in a statement. The firm's long position is offset by short positions of the same size, meaning we're betting against Trump as much as we're betting for him. Regulatory filings show the firm used offsetting securities to try to minimize its gains or losses in the stock. The company statement did not comment on whether the firm still owned the stake in Digital World, because they're kind of hiding that, or on the relationship between Yass and Trump. Yass has been in the news recently for a couple reasons. A big contributor to Republican candidates and political action committees that support libertarian and conservative causes, including Club for Growth. Mr. Yass's firm is also a big shareholder in ByteDance, as I said. That's TikTok's parent company. U.S. investment firms Susquehanna, BlackRock, and General Atlantic own about 60% of ByteDance. Now, this month, the House passed a bill to force ByteDance to sell TikTok, which is the Chinese-controlled social media company. The Club for Growth, by the way, has sought to lobby Republicans in Congress to oppose any attempt to ban TikTok if it was still controlled by China. And Mr. Yass has helped the conservative organization fund that effort. The Club for Growth had opposed in the past Trump's re-election campaign, but appears to have reconciled with him.
Oh, interesting.
Mr. Trump had supported banning TikTok in the U.S., but recently reversed. A week ago, he acknowledged having a brief meeting with Yass, identified in a 2022 Wall Street Journal column as a never-Trumper, but said the two men never discussed TikTok. Sure. A person close to Trump's campaign said that Yass was expected to give a very large donation to a group supporting the former president's political campaign. Mr. Yass said through a spokesman that he had never given to Trump and has no plans to do so. Okay. Susquehanna, which facilitates trades in thousands of stocks using mathematical models, is not the only firm that stands to make money on Digital World. In February, Digital World disclosed that it raised $50 million from a group of institutional investors to cover expenses. The investors lent the money to the company, which can be converted into shares. The investors in the deal have yet to be disclosed, by the way. Overall, hedge funds and trading firms own around 5% of DWAC's 30 million shares outstanding at the end of last year. The vast majority of DWAC's roughly 400,000 shareholders are individual investors, many of them Trump supporters. The surge in the price of DWAC shares this year has boosted the value of Trump's 79 million share stake in Trump Media by billions of dollars. He is also being issued a class of shares that will give him at least 55% voting power over all shareholder measures. The merger was completed just before Trump's Monday deadline to secure a bond to cover a $454 million penalty imposed by the judge in the civil fraud trial.
So gross. There's so much. Ugh. All right, AG, thank you. This is from Amanda Yen at The Daily Beast. The fate of the abortion pill, mifepristone, is now before the Supreme Court after a Fifth Circuit appeals panel of three judges ruled against its distribution last summer. According to a new report, the wife of one of those judges, James Ho, a Trump appointee who previously served as the Solicitor General of Texas, took at least six payments between 2018 and 2022 for the conservative legal group that brought the case to court. The Guardian reports that the payments to Allison Ho don't technically violate the court's code of conduct, but experts warn they do not help with public trust in the legal system. Not sure they really give a shit about public trust, to be honest with you.
No.
Yeah. Quote, when Americans see a case like this, so clearly concocted and motivated by special interests and with evident connections between those interests and the judges on the case, it does tremendous damage to the reputation of the courts. That's from Alex Aronson, the executive director of the nonpartisan group Court Accountability. That's what he told the newspaper. James Ho said he, quote, consulted our court's ethics advisor, I don't know if that was Clarence Thomas, prior to sitting in that case and was advised that there was no basis for recusal. In any event, my wife's practice is to donate honoraria to charities. So this whole thing is fucked up and they don't care about the trial. I mean, it's amazing how these judges are bought and paid for in these cases.
And even if all the payments she got from the group that brought this case to court
recuse yourself.
Went to charity, first of all, recuse yourself, but you're getting a tax break for your charitable donations.
True.
So fuck these people. I'm waiting for the next painting of the hose here with Leonard Leo.
Not gonna come out. It's not going to be what you think it is.
No. Well, you know. There's so many jokes. I'm just not going to.
I know. Both of us are really biting our tongue right now.
All right. Also from Amanda Yen at the Daily Beast. It's Amanda Yen Day. A Kansas man is suing Representative Tim Burchett for damages after he falsely claimed he was an illegal alien who carried out the mass shooting at Kansas City Parade in February. Denton Loudermill of Olathe, Kansas, is neither an undocumented immigrant nor one of the shooters, who were later identified as two teenagers. Loudermill was just a Chiefs fan attending the February 14th Super Bowl victory parade for the same reason as thousands of others, to celebrate. But in the aftermath of the deadly shooting, which killed a beloved local DJ and injured several more, photos of him handcuffed by responding police circulated around social media. One of those photos was taken up and shared by Burchett, who added a pointed caption. Quote, one of the Kansas City Chiefs victory parade shooters has been identified as an illegal alien. That's what he posted on Twitter on February 15th, a day after the shooting. The legal complaint notes that it had garnered 7.2 million views over the next 3 days and had been reposted 21,600 times.
I think this guy has a case. I'm telling you right now.
Absolutely. Loudermill is suing Burchett for false light invasion of privacy, arguing that Burchett's publication of untrue statements about him resulted in damages in excess of $75,000. The lawsuit mentions mental distress, sleeplessness, anxiety, and agitation, in addition to emotional suffering, as examples of the damages Burchett caused. A false light invasion of privacy case is different from a defamation suit in that it covers false information distributed to the mass public rather than to just one person. Quote, defendant knew or should have known that his inflammatory post on social media would be seen and read nationwide. That's what Loudermill's lawyers argue in the complaint. The false statements that Loudermill was both the shooter and an undocumented immigrant were circulated widely among the defendant's followers, and defendant's false assertions about the plaintiff were reposted and widely circulated to more than 1 million people around the world. The lawsuit clarifies that Loudermill was never detained as a suspect by Kansas City police. Officers stopped him as he was leaving the parade and told him he was moving too slowly, at which point the officer handcuffed him and sat him on a curb. During the 10 minutes in which Loudermill was seated there, others in the area took pictures of him, which were quickly posted and spread over social media. It's not clear how Burchett came to the false conclusion that Loudermill was both the shooter and an undocumented immigrant. He retracted his statement on social media February 18th, 3 days after it was posted. But by then, millions of people had seen it. Representatives for Burchett's office declined to comment.
I hope that man has to pay up.
Me too, indeed.
All right. Also from Amanda Yen, it is Amanda Yen Day, the Daily Beast. Thank you for the reporting. Democrat Dakota Adams is mounting an uphill battle for a seat in Montana legislature in a deep red corner of the state. But even if his campaign fails, he expects a lifelong future in politics, drawing a stark divergence from his father, who founded the far-right Oath Keepers and is serving 18-year sentence for conspiracy on January 6, 2021 insurrection. This is one of those things about the generations get better. Trust me. In a recent interview with the Associated Press, Adams revealed his abusive upbringing, and I'm so sorry about this, at the hands of Stuart Rhodes and the new path that he seeks to chart. He said living with Rhodes was a constant process of moving around and starting over, as the Yale-educated militant convinced his family the government was spying on them, and the end of days was imminent. Quote, we lived in extreme isolation in one particular cultural bubble, in increasingly paranoid and militant right-wing political spheres everywhere we moved in the country, until eventually we ended up in Montana. This is what Adams said. When his mother divorced Stuart Rhodes in 2018, Adams was able to move out of the shadow that he had cast on their family. Rhodes severely undercut Adams's and his seven siblings' schooling and barred them from publicly talking about their home lives. Adams couldn't complete a times table until he was 19 years old and has spent the last several years trying to catch up on his education, recently enrolled in several college courses. I really do love the story about this man. Quote, I don't think I've ever been fully caught up to where I would have been in life if I had had semi-normal childhood, he said. He also cited January 6, 2021 as a turning point in his own political awakening. This is good. Quote, it served as a sobering wake-up call in terms of how much danger we're truly in and how the Republican Party enabled a president to become an active danger to this republic. He said, I was forced to reevaluate a lot of beliefs and face hard questions about what I really stood for. He has plans to sell the body armor and guns he once wore to protest the government alongside his father. And he had some strong thoughts on guns and gun culture. He said, American gun culture needs to be rehabilitated from an egotistical and vanity-based, hyper-individualist ego trip culture to civil service and solemn responsibility to the community. What a great quote. He still opposes total bans, by the way, on firearms, but he believed that they could be necessary for the self-defense of vulnerable groups. Many of his direct policy concerns are about making Montana livable for middle and lower income people. Most of the voters in his area are strongly conservative, and Adams tries to avoid sweeping cultural and social issues. He would rather focus on the challenges directly facing Montana residents. Quote, there has to be a consistent eye on ensuring that people can afford to still live here who are not moving in the $200,000 a year remote jobs. That's what he told the AP. He said, if it's too expensive to build a life in Montana, then everybody who's trying to do that is going to leave. So we're not saying he's necessarily, you know, deep blue, but he's better than his father. And it sounds like he's trying to do good things in the world and better himself.
Yeah, man, it must have been really hard to grow up in a house with Stuart Rhodes as your father.
Oh, God.
18 years in prison for seditious conspiracy. He's serving. All right, everybody. We'll be right back with Yousuf Dahl after this quick break. Then we'll have the good news. Stick around. We'll be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Does this sound familiar to you? A cabinet overflowing with solutions that promise the world yet deliver nothing? All the while, sleepless nights, lingering pain, sore joints, unending stress remains your constant companion. That was my reality too. Stuck in a cycle of hope and disappointment with every new product I tried, everything changed when I discovered CB Distillery. Starting my journey with CB Distillery has been transformative. It's for my wellness and my mental health. It's everything, my wellness routine especially, providing much needed revitalization through their high quality, very clean ingredients. Their dedication to producing pure, effective CBD solutions has brought significant daily improvements to my mental and physical well-being that I simply haven't been able to find anywhere else. CB Distillery's transparency and commitment to quality alongside rigorous testing and quality control makes them a trusted leader in the wellness industry, resonating with people across the country who've been seeking reliable health support. Feedback from two non-clinical surveys reveals that 81% of CB Distillery customers felt an increase in calmness, 80% experienced pain relief after physical activities, and 90% reported better sleep thanks to CBD. They're excellent in crafting products that genuinely promote overall health confirms that CB Distillery is a pathway to better wellness backed by real results. If traditional remedies haven't worked for you, it might be time to try CB Distillery. With over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount code to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use code DAILYBEANS for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code DAILYBEANS, cbdistillery.com.
My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm honored today to be joined by the founder of the Real Estate Lab and the CEO of the Century Promise. Please welcome Yusuf Dahl. Hi.
Well, it's great to be here.
I'm really excited to talk to you because I have gripes with landlords, but let's let's talk about your main focus right now, which is overturning. So you're working to overturn the Thurman Amendment so that people can get a fair shake. And tell us, first of all, what is the Thurman Amendment?
Yes. So, to be fair, you know, I am a landlord. And so I've built a lot of my career actually in affordable housing. So this really isn't so much about landlords as it is about legislation introduced by Strom Thurmond, who we know is a segregationist or was a segregationist, that creates a barrier to opportunity and a barrier to housing access to people who have a past conviction for drug distribution. And it doesn't matter, the substance doesn't matter how long it's been since that conviction happened. This is a lifetime exception or a ban to fair housing protections for people with this particular criminal conviction.
Yeah. And full disclosure, by the way, I'm also a landlord.
All right. There we go.
I own one rental property. I rent it to my friend at about half market value.
Okay. Fair enough.
But you know, when you have those discussions with your kids and your best friends and you're like, we should all live close together when we're adults. I'm living the dream. So let's talk about how this personally impacted you.
Sure.
I want to talk more about that because that's really what I think drives us to do the things that we do. You know, my personal experience led me to write op-eds that helped change Pentagon policy. We all sort of bring ourselves and our lived experiences into our work. So talk about that.
That's exactly correct. And my story is no different. So 3 years ago, I was recruited to Allentown, Pennsylvania, to lead an organization, an education organization. And at the time, my daughter was a rising ninth grader. And so as you can imagine, you know, entering in high school, you know, the quality of the school district was of paramount importance to us as we decided where our family should live. And so as we were evaluating neighborhoods, we knew we wanted, you know, good, strong schools with academics. And then my daughter is also a standout tennis player. And so we wanted to put her in a position to be in a district that had a good tennis program. And so we narrowed it down, selected a community, and I soon found out that I was unable to secure housing in this community because of this, you know, 40-year-old piece of legislation called the Thurman Amendment. And, you know, what folks need to understand is, you know, you're trying to secure housing. I never thought for a moment that I would be denied housing. I mean, I own dozens of properties. I have very good credit. I just never in a million years would I have imagined that I
didn't even cross your
did
mind.
Did not like, even cross. Yeah. So here I am. I've accepted this position. Like, I have to come to this community. And when I got the call, I remember thinking, like, what the fuck? Like, what are we gonna do? And so, you know, there was this real urgency to secure housing. And ultimately, we found housing, you know, in a good community, but it has a failing school district. The community we ended up moving into, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has designated this school district as failing, and the school did not even have a tennis team. And, you know, reflecting on this experience and the impact that it had on my family, it really did. It motivated me to spend the last 3 years of my life, essentially part-time, unpaid, talking to advocates, talking to legislators, writing op-eds, and ultimately fighting to get this legislation changed.
Yeah, and as we know, and we've talked about this several times on this program, these drug laws disproportionately impact communities of color and people of color. And I think that this is kind of by design. This is part of the systemic racism and generational racism that we've experienced in this country. We could take this all the way back, and I'm sure we could, I know we can take it back further, but I'm thinking of GI Bill and housing benefits for veterans in World War I were not available to veterans of color. And it just seemed to push that wealth gap further and further apart. And so I know that this is an issue that's very near and dear to you because of that prison, you know, school to prison pipeline and how we, you know, some folks end up in a scenario where they want to do better but are unable to because of this Thurman Amendment. And this is just one example of many examples. But I love that you're focusing on this specifically because I think that the impact of changing this will help exponentially more people than some of the other things.
There's no doubt. And I would just say, just to provide some specificity to the audience on the scope of this problem. So I'm from Wisconsin, and that's where my conviction happened 25 years ago. Black people make up about 6% of the population in the state of Wisconsin. 53% of the people sentenced to prison in Wisconsin for drug distribution crimes and therefore subject to the Thurman Amendment are Black. So 6% of the population, 53% of the people impacted by this particular piece of legislation. And, you know, collectively with some of the other things you talked about, I mean, it really does become this kind of quasi re-entry redlining where because of, you know, harsh legislation, widespread use of background checks, and really just the far-reaching impact of the criminal justice system within communities of color, people are systemically excluded from certain neighborhoods to this day.
Yeah, and it's spreading out. The neighborhoods that they're being excluded from are getting larger and larger, and it's making it more difficult. And now, of course, we have corporations coming in and buying huge amounts of housing and jacking up the rent and preventing more people from for because the, you know, their income barred from being able to rent these houses. And so the, you add the Strom Thurmond Amendment into it, and it's just, it's absolutely and virtually impossible. So I want to ask you about that. And then I also want to ask about this new legislation that you are working on.
Yeah, I mean, incredibly excited. After 3 years of, you know, meeting with communities, advocates, legislators, in April, Senator John Fetterman will be introducing the Fair Futures Act. And this piece of legislation will repeal the Thurmond Amendment. And I'm proud to say that this piece of legislation, I mean, I've gotten broad support, not only from advocates and fair housing folks, but, you know, the Wisconsin Apartment Association and the Wisconsin Realtors have endorsed this legislation. And it's my goal to get the National Apartment Association and the National Realtors behind this legislation, because this is the type of common sense reform that I think folks from all different angles in this area should be able to get behind and extend opportunity to folks who have paid their debt to society.
Yeah, agreed. It's called the Fair Futures Act.
Yes.
It's going to be introduced in April by Senator John Fetterman, intrepid senator, hoodie-wearing senator from Pennsylvania.
That's right.
So I appreciate all the work you're doing. Can you let everybody know where to find, follow, and support these efforts? Maybe get involved somehow to strengthen the foundation of what you're trying to do.
Well, and we need folks involved because, as you know, getting this bill introduced is just the first step. And in fact, with what a lot of folks have told me is the hard work is actually just now beginning, right? Because approximately only 2% of the bills introduced actually become law. And so I refuse to allow this piece of legislation to fall victim to that same, you know, path of...
To the do-nothing of the House?
So,
what have they passed? Negative 16 bills this Congress?
It's a shame, but this can't be one of those bills. So, you know, your listeners can learn more at ThurmondAmendment.org. You know, my contact information is on that website. Please reach out if this is something that, you know, impacts you personally or just you know, do not want to continue to see this systemic injustice perpetuated in society. Please reach out, get involved, because we're going to need folks from both sides of the aisle. And one thing I often tell people is, yes, this is federal legislation, but every federal policymaker, with the exception of the president, is elected locally. And so that means, you know, if you're in Indiana, I mean, how can we organize, how can we build support in Indiana to get senators from Indiana, Congress folks from Indiana to support this common sense reform? So ThurmondAmendment.org. Please check out the website and get in contact.
Yes, thank you. And everybody vote. We need to hold the Senate. We need to flip the House in order to get these things done, or at least give them a better chance of getting things done than they have right now. And I have to believe that the president would support this legislation and the repealing of the Strom Thurmond Act. It's just the amendment. It's an amendment, right? The Strom Thurmond.
This is an amendment to the 1988 Fair Housing Amendments Act. So, right. The Fair Futures Act will simply repeal this particular amendment.
Fantastic! What a great thing to focus on. Thank you so much, my friend, and I appreciate your time today. Everybody, we do have a lot of news to get to in the good news category, so please stick around. We'll be right back.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that. And they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Everybody, welcome back. It's time for the good news.
Good news, good news.
And if you have any good news, confessions, corrections, you want to play what the mutt kept me if you can, what's the model of your oxalotl, opine on the bovine, what the hequine, what the hell is in that shell, what the fark is in your arc, send us a photo of an animal and we'll just guess what kind of animal it is really at this point, that's or what color maybe. Send those to us. If you have a shout out to a loved one or a self shout out, small business in your area that could use some local support or some national support, your small business, if you want to tell us what you're doing, that would be awesome. We love to hear about that. If you have a shit kids say or a shit you say, sometimes I say the dumbest stuff.
Sometimes I say a lot of shit.
Send it in. Of course, your thesis titles, dissertation titles. What else? Student debt relief stories. Please
Send
those
to us. Good. I feel the joy and relief when I read those on air.
So good. And just incredible. Like, weight lifted off of people's shoulders. I love to hear about that. Blanky stories, whoopee stories, frog orgies, baby pictures. Send it all to us. dailybeanspod.com and click on contact. First up, I have a correction from Candy, pronouns she and her, and Rachel R. They noted that in yesterday's show, we said Tammy Murphy dropped out of the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. That's incorrect. I did it again. I said it was Pennsylvania when it's New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Why do I keep doing that? Why do I keep doing that? I'm so sorry, everyone. Tammy Murphy withdrew from the race in New Jersey. Candy also sent a photo of her orange kitties, Sam and Maggie. She says, not sure how Sam is comfy, but they were both asleep when I took this. They love following the sunshine around my house.
Oh my God, that's really funny.
Oh, like sleeping,
I see kids
up.
Fall asleep like that, but oh my
so
God.
Great. Anyway, thank you, everybody. I apologize. That is at least the third time I have said Andy Kim is running in Pennsylvania or Tammy's dropped out in Pennsylvania. It's New Jersey. I will get it through my thick skull one of these days. I apologize. It must just be one of those stuck things that's in my head. I am sorry.
She's going to get it, people. She's going to get it. All right. This one's from Anonymous, pronouns he and him. Hello, Beans Queens. I am a new listener to all Beans related podcasts and I am loving it. I met AG a few weeks back as her waiter at a restaurant. AG, I wonder if you remember this. I always appreciate people who treat us waiters like real people. I have told all my coworkers about your show since then. My good news story is about ACA, obviously Obamacare. Back in 2020, my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, was diagnosed with a tumor in her inner ear. It turned out to be benign, but it was impairing her balance and ability to sleep through the night. While this was difficult for everyone to deal with, it was particularly difficult for her because she is a fitness instructor and dances for a living. Through her insurance from Obamacare, she was able to see the best surgeon in California and have the tumor removed. It was a long, difficult procedure, did not come without some drawbacks of its own. She lost hearing in one ear, which further caused her balance and ability to teach to decline. But the surgery was a success, and after months of rehab, she was able to resume her career. No one of us would have been possible without Obamacare. The surgery and rehab were over $100,000, and as I told you in the beginning, I'm just a waiter. LOL. We paid virtually nothing for the excellent care she received. Hashtag healthcare is a human right. While Obamacare isn't perfect, it's a step in the right direction. We have more work to do reforming healthcare in this country, but I'm grateful just the same. Here's a picture of my adorable niece who just turned 1 year old this month. I love her so much. Be well and keep up the good fight. Anonymous, your niece's little face is just chubby and will kiss the cheeks and eat her face.
Mm-hmm. The eyelashes on
look at those
child.
Eyes. The eyes are gorgeous. Those light eyes. My goodness.
Wow. Beautiful. And Anonymous, I remember being at that big party. Thank you so much. This is so very cool. I'm going to come back and see you at that restaurant. That is some of the best food I've ever had. I'm not going to tell anybody where this is because I don't, this person wrote in anonymously, but I remember you and I appreciate you. And, thank you so much for sending this in and thanks for listening to the podcast. Every once in a while, somebody will be like, oh, tell me your podcast and I'll tell them. And I'd like, they'll never listen to it, but he actually did. So
love it.
Thank you. All right, next up from Derek Beeb or BB, pronouns he and him. Hello, Beans Queens. Over the past few months, I've become a devoted listener to all three shows. Here's my good news. I've just self-published my original novel on Amazon. It's an adult high fantasy book called The Secret Apprentice by Derek Beeb, B-E-E-B-E. It's similar to Lord of the Rings and Avatar and Last Airbender. So thank you for all that you do. And here's a photo of the cover. And it kind of looks like some, like, AI art of me. So that's pretty awesome.
It's good. That is a very strong photo.
Yes.
Nice
green
image.
Fire in the hand. Good armor. I need that armor. Somebody make me that armor. So The Secret Apprentice, everybody, on Amazon by Derek Beeb, or I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Let me know. It's B-E-E-B-E. Thank you so much. I'll take this next one too, because it's quick.
You got it.
From Sarah, pronouns she and her. 4 months after the loss of our beloved Jack Russell Terrier, I was persuaded to visit our local humane shelter. I didn't think I was ready, but I immediately fell in love with the 18-month-old meringue, as in the dessert. Eventually, we started calling her Rangy. I miss our JRT, but Rangy found her place in our hearts, and I'm so glad that we have her. Look at the baby.
Oh.
So my beloved Jack Russell Terrier, but it happens that way always, right? When you aren't expecting and you walk in and bam, you find your little soulmate pet.
Absolutely. This one's from Max Nada, no relation. He, him. Hello, beantastic ladies of the legumes. Longtime listener, multiple time poster for good news here. Let me start off by expressing my sincerest gratitude to the entire MSW media team for all that you do. You bring integrity, humor, accurate reporting, and human emotions to news reporting, where it's direly needed. Today for the good news, I bring you this Easter hatchling designed by one of my first graders in the school I work at. As you can tell, the kids will be all right. Every year, more of these kids will turn old enough to vote and keep on turning our societies into more perfect democracies. And we can help them by voting in numbers too big to rig and too great to manipulate. Secondly, I have a reoccurring misheard word in the news. Whenever the talk of the January 6th rioters, I keep hearing writers. I guess these are authors who limit their writing to just the one day of year. Couldn't we just agree to call them insurrectionists instead?
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear indeed. For pet tax, I again had to get creative, having no pets of my own. So here is Stella the cat, living with a colleague. She's currently experiencing heat for the first time and has taken a sadly unreturned interest in the somewhat older Luna, who is neutered. Since I live in Europe, I won't be able to make it to the meetups nor the tour dates, but I'll be sure to tune in to Patrons Happy Hour once in a while. Until then, keep on keeping on.
Okay, look at this rainbow egg, and it's got a little, one of those little rivets in it, so you can open it up and the bird is inside.
I love it. This is so cute. Max, thank you for that.
Cute kitty, too.
Very.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Max Nauta. And next up from Jennifer, she and her. I am beyond excited to see Allison in Portland, Oregon this July. Well, guess what, Jennifer? You get to see Dana, too.
What?
Your event is where my husband and I got married 20 years ago. Oh, it's where my husband and I got married.
I was
20
like,
years
what?
Ago on a stormy October day with Mount St. Helens threatening to blow our top yet again. Then it was called North Star Ballroom. It's a beautiful space. And yes, I'm dragging him with me as I do to all my crazy shit. Make sure you grab a slice of delicious pizza around the corner at Atlas Pizza. All right. Good recommend. Pod Pet Tax, a photo of our newest adopted addition, Edward, a 2-year-old tuxedo who keeps us on our toes. He's bananas, but we love it. And the black heart on his nose is so adorable. Thank you for always breaking down the news in a way we can understand it with cuss words. See you in July. Thanks, Jennifer. Look at this baby.
Cute.
Yes.
All right. I think this is maybe less. Anyway, this is from Cheryl, pronouns she and her. Hello, badass queens of the beans. I would like to send a shout out to my daughter, Samantha. At the end of August, my adult child came out as my trans child. I couldn't have been more proud of her for her courage, for finally living openly as her authentic self. Since then, I've done whatever I could to support her, helping her connect with the Trans Wellness Center in LA, becoming a member of the HRC, and learning as much as I could to make sure she has everything she needs without exception. That brought us to our first HRC gala in Los Angeles this past Saturday. My daughter was brought to tears as she saw how everyone in the LGBTQIA+ community was represented that night. She felt more included than I think she ever has. I knew it would, and it was a gift I really wanted to give her. It truly was an honor for both of us to hear Dr. Jill Biden, Kelly Robinson, and the amazing ally, Jean Smart, along with all the other speakers. Dana, we really hoped we could have met you and looked for you after the event. I am so sorry. I didn't know, and another time it will happen. You absolutely rocked the house, and the funds you helped raise were incredible. Thank you so much for all the work that you do. Cheryl, thank you for that little shout out. I appreciate you. For Pod Pet Tax, I'd like to present the newest addition to our family, Shadow, the one-eyed rescue kitty. We have had him for almost a year now. We stepped up to care for this little kitten that was found in a tow yard and knew he was meant to be our little family. He just loves and bonded with Ollie, our little dog. Isabel, our cat, still isn't quite sure about him and just barely tolerates his kitten antics. Feel free to guess the colors on all.
Nice.
I appreciate that. Love you. Thanks. Both, and please keep the beans cooking. It's the only way many of us listeners can cope with the insanity of the world. Cheryl, thank you so much. I love that you were there for this event. I'm going to take a guess and say the dog is white or a cream color. We've got a tuxie. Is that a tuxedo cat? Is that what you call him?
Yeah, that's a tuxie.
And then a tortoise?
It looks like a tabby.
Fine.
But it also looks like it's got part Maine Coon in there. And I'm going to say there's probably poodle in that dog. I'm going out on a limb.
I would think so too.
But
cute.
What sweet pictures. And look, there's a picture at the end.
Yeah. At the gala. Fantastic. I am so sorry I didn't get to meet you. Thank you so much for writing in. And I am so glad your daughter had such an affirming experience in this community. These galas really are pretty damn special. And this one, you picked a good one. I mean, she really did. I'm just so glad that she felt seen and accepted and celebrated. That's where our goal is, and obviously protected.
I think one of my favorite lines from this submission is that she wanted to learn as much as she could to make sure that her daughter has everything she needs without exception. And that is underlined, right?
Yep. There's a big reason when Kelly Robinson gives her speech right now, the Human Rights Campaign. I will say Kelly Robinson is the first Black queer woman to run this organization. She's a very out and proud lesbian. Up until now, we have had cis men, mostly white, running this organization, with the exception of the president right before Kelly. And she's just shifted this organization into a whole nother world, and we've needed it. It's way past due to have a Black lesbian running this organization, and she does it with so much power. And she was at Planned Parenthood before HRC, so she's been fighting for things she believes in for decades, and she's not that old. And so when I say decades, I do mean she started as a young activist. But her big line now is, you know, a lot of people have felt left out of this movement. And mainly trans people, trans women of color. And Kelly has made a point to say this movement is for all of us without exception. So that's what the quote on for Cheryl's submission was. And I'm glad that she noted that and was able to take that with her out of that ballroom, because that's how we make a difference.
I love it. Love it so much. And again, couldn't be more proud of the work that you do, my friend. Yeah. All right, everybody. You want to see me and Dana in Seattle?
Please do.
And Portland, you got to get your tickets. Get them now. You can get them at allisongill.com or dailybeanspod.com and click on tour. And I appreciate you all coming out to see me. And I know, Dana, you got your show coming up, your birthday show.
I do, April 12th. It's going to be in Fort Lauderdale. Some of you have gotten tickets already. If for some reason you're like, oh, should we go? You should definitely go. Trust me. We're going to have a good time, celebrate my birthday, and just bring some much needed laughter to the state of Florida, because we need it more than ever.
All right, everybody, you're the best. And we will be back in your ears tomorrow with whatever comes our way. Until then, please take care of yourself, take care of each other, take care of the planet, take care of your mental health. Take care of your family. Vote blue over Q.
And take all that family with you.
I've been AG.
And I've been DG.
And them's the beans. The Daily Beans is written and executive produced by Allison Gill, with additional research and reporting by Dana Goldberg. Sound design and editing is by Desiree McFarlane, with art and web design by Joelle Reeder with Moxie Design Studios. Music for The Daily Beans is written and performed by They Might Be Giants, and the show is a proud member of the MSW Media Network, a collection of creator-owned podcasts dedicated to news, politics, and justice. For more information, please visit mswmedia.com.
MSW Media.
Having a team feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want, for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited-time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.